Welcome to Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis, your host. As a writer, speaker, and former legislator, we discuss limiting government, fiscal responsibility, and fair taxation. I'm a mother of seven and a wife of one for over three decades, so I bring you my personal experience. And now it's time for Homefront with Cynthia Davis. Joining us. It is always a thrill to have another discussion with a fellow patriot, and we have with us tonight, we have Ray Kish, who's the president of and head of the Constitution Party in Missouri. Many of you have been asking me what is going on with the Covenant America Conference that we all went to this weekend. So tonight we have Ray. Thank you for joining us, Ray.
Well, my name is Ray from Buffalo, and I just wanted to call in and encourage you tonight. I'm glad to see that you got a good constitutional guy on. And I just wanted to talk maybe a little bit about what went on this weekend up in Kansas City.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Well, we went up to the Glenn Beck event, the Covenant America event, and there was all kind of patriot groups up there. And, I mean, it was a pretty good time. They had a lot of good, godly people up there who were talking about getting together and kind of rallying around the Constitution and restoring America back to its biblical jurisprudence, its moral foundations. And I just thought that would just encourage you to know that was going on this weekend.
Yeah, it does encourage me because if you read much in the news, a lot of articles have been written recently saying that the Tea Party is dying, that the Republican Party is dying. We have a reason to be depressed. And, of course, my listeners are not depressed because we know the answers. But you have to feel sorry for some of the folks sitting at home in their armchairs, wringing their hands, and looking at the darkening of America. We are not getting better as a people. Our nation is becoming more immoral. We're becoming more evil in an aggregate, not individually. I saw something on Facebook this afternoon that said when George Bush was president, we had Hannah Montana, and now we've got Obama, and she's turned into Miley Cyrus doing vulgar acts. And I didn't follow that a lot, but you can't avoid, if you have 4,200 Facebook friends, noticing what people are talking about. And we've got an increase in homosexuality, aborting their babies, having babies without getting married at all. Not just like one, there are many people having many, and it's become a way of life. We're seeing government become bigger, more oppressive, and more involved in our day-to-day life. There's something seriously wrong with the culture. And it is, when you look at that, you ask the question, where is the hope? So tell us, what is your reason for hope?
Well, my reason for hope, one, is I have faith in God. Number two, I mean, if you just look at what happened this weekend, you had a whole group of people, thousands, who weren't content to sit home on their hands. They wanted to get out there and try to actively change what's going on in their country. And, you know, it was a good start. And I think, you know, the Tea Party as well, that's what they wanted to actively have a hand in changing what's going on in this country. And if more people out there would get off their couch and would get out there and do the same, you know, we can get a step toward moving this country back in the right direction.
The country is obviously not doing real great. I don't believe political parties are doing real great either. A lot of people are looking at particularly if you start with the Democrat Party, what you see is fewer Democrats came out and voted last November. Then you look at the Republican Party. They had a conference a mile and a half up the street from our conference. They had, I was told, 800 registrants. Our conference, which was not affiliated with any political party, and they had over 1,500 registrants. So at some point you have to look at what's happening, and perhaps people are seeing that the political parties are not going to solve their problems, that our problems are moral problems. It's that plain and simple. If we can't get our morality straight, then no system of government is going to work. So what was the best speaker you heard this weekend, and what did he have to say?
Well, his name was Neil Maiman, and he spoke on a topic of Jesus was involved in politics. And, you know, on his book it says was, and his cross down it says is. So his point is Jesus is still involved in politics. And his reasoning was, or his point was, you know, Jesus, when he took to task the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were in effect the government of Israel, because Herod was the king of Israel and the Sanhedrin was the government of the Jewish people. So when Jesus called out the Sanhedrin, when he called out the Pharisees, he called them vipers and, you know, whited sepulchres, he was actually calling out his the Jewish politicians. Yes, they were religious leaders, but they were also the government. So in effect, Jesus was involved in politics. And, you know, I always used to, and that kind of opened my eyes to that, because I never even really considered that the Sanhedrin would be the local government of the Jewish people. You know, I used to always use the example of John the Baptist, because he called out Herod on moral issues because he was, you know, sleeping with his brother's wife. So, I mean, that's the example that I always used to use. So I learned something this weekend. I thought that guy had a really great speech, you know, presentation to begin with. And now I'll be buying his book.
And let me tell you about the cesspool in Jefferson City. A lot of people think that because Washington, D.C. is dominated by Democrats, having both the White House and the Senate, that that's all kind of gone to pot, but their state is still very nice. Huh. All I have to tell you is a week ago we had this veto session with our newly elected veto-proof majority in November was going to go clean house and take care of all the details, and if our Democrat governor didn't like the way things were going, no problem, because we have enough people to override anything the governor doesn't like, right? Ha, no, it was ridiculous. They had an opportunity to vote on a tax cut, and they couldn't muster enough. I believe there were 15 Republicans who voted against a tax cut. Now, you explain to me, what tax cut do you not like? If you're in favor of limited government, and you appear on the surface to be in favor of limiting government, how can you vote against a tax cut?
You shouldn't, and you can't if you're true to your beliefs.
Right, and they did the same thing on a gun bill. So, again, the gun bill override passed the House, and then it got to the Senate, and I believe a lot of senators didn't believe it would get that far. But when push came to shove, they couldn't do it. The beautiful part about our system is we have a way to observe what's going on. And, you know, in a certain point, you have to blame the voters for sending them there if they're not going to do business. So the culture in Jefferson City is affected by people who don't understand the process, by people who want to pervert the process. It's not just the elected officials, it's the lobbyists also. They're all kind of got this deal going where you vote for my thing, I'll vote for your thing. I had a couple times when people walked up to me in the Capitol, even in the chamber, and said, can we trade votes? You vote for this and I'll vote for that. And I looked at these different individuals and said, yeah, I feel like you just offered to sell me cocaine. We don't do that. What happened to our principles? Well, you know, if people would read the Constitution, it would be all dandy. I think we've got a bigger problem than that. The Constitution that we hold in our hands is a marvelous document. But if you look at all the times when people don't adhere to it and where they throw it in the, really disregard it, throw it in the trash, where is it going to end? How are we going to have some integrity if we don't even know what the Constitution means and don't care enough to study it?
Well, the only way to get a handle on it is for the voter, you know, the citizens of this country, to hold each individual representative accountable and to run them out on a rail if they do in fact violate the Constitution. I mean, we know why we send them there, and then when these guys get there and these gals get there and they don't do what they're supposed to do, it's our responsibility to get rid of them. And they'll learn quick, and the people, the first guy who goes down, it'll kind of open the eyes of the representatives around them that they could be next.
This has been another edition of Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis and hope you enjoyed our program. Please join us next week when we offer another infusion of truth, honesty, and solutions that will grow people bigger and shrink government smaller. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.